Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India becomes world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, receives formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar leaves on an official visit to France and Luxembourg. Washington says US will not govern Venezuela but will press changes through oil blockade. And Iran announces major increase in government subsidies to mitigate suffering of people due to rising prices and weakening currency. India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said India is now supplying rice in overseas markets.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at an event held in the national capital. The 184 released varieties include 122 cereals, 6 pulses, 13 oil seeds, 11 fodder crops, 6 sugarcane, 24 cotton, and 1 each of jute and tobacco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Somnath Temple located in Prabhaspatan, Gujarat, continues to stand tall as a symbol of country's enduring spirit despite repeated assaults over the centuries. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said there can be no better example of a civilization's indomitable spirit than Somnath, which stands gloriously after overcoming immense odds and struggles. The Prime Minister wrote that merely hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in the hearts and minds of the countrymen, calling it an eternal proclamation of India's soul. Mr. Modi said the year 2026 holds significance for the Somnath Temple as it marks 1,000 years since the first attack on this great shrine. He recalled that in January 1026, Mahmud of Ghazni attacked the temple in an attempt to destroy a powerful symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He said that the aggressors of the past are now dust in the wind, their names synonymous with destruction. He noted that Somnath's story is not merely about a temple, but about the unbreakable courage of countless children of Bharat Mata who safeguarded the nation's culture and civilization. The Commerce Ministry has said that India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, has received formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. Both the agreements, which were finalized in December 2025, have dedicated annexures on health-related services and traditional medicine. Exports of Ayush and herbal products have registered a growth of 6.11%, increasing from $649.2 million US in 2023-24 to $688.89 million in 2024-25. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Baron. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. Jaishankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors' Conference as the guest of honour. In the second leg of his visit, External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Xavier Bettel and with the senior leadership of the country. He will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Luxembourg. Washington says U.S. will not govern Venezuela but use oil blockades to force political change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the United States will not take a day-to-day role in governing Venezuela but enforce the existing oil quarantine on the country. This comes just a day after President Donald Trump suggested the U.S. would take direct control of the country following the dramatic capture of Nicolas Maduro by American forces. Rubio's statements on TV talk shows seemed designed to temper concerns that the assertive action to achieve regime change in Venezuela might lead the U.S. into another prolonged foreign intervention or failed attempt at nation building. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the U.S. operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. UN Secretary General has described the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous precedent. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran has announced a major increase in government subsidies as it moves to ease the impact of rising prices and the weakening rial on households. The government says monthly subsidies will rise from 3 million rials to 10 million rials per household, more than tripling the current amount. The support will not be given in cash. Instead, the money will be credited to household cards that can be used to buy essential goods. Government spokeswoman Fateme Mohajirani said the credit will be deposited monthly and can be used to purchase basic items. She added that all Iranian households will be covered under the new scheme. The program will begin in the second week of January under a decree issued by President Masoud Pezeshkian. The United States captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on January 3, 2026, after a series of airstrikes under Operation Absolute Resolve. The development is a setback for Iran, which is facing its own internal unrest. The timing of Maduro's fall could not be more precarious for Tehran. Protests across Iran began in late December after Iranian currency rial plunged to record lows, triggering demonstrations that have spread to at least 17 of Iran's 31 provinces. The unrest has already claimed lives, with at least 16 people killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations. More from our correspondent.
Venezuela had long been Iran's most strategic partners in the Western Hemisphere. The two countries signed more than 260 agreements across various sectors, building what both sides, a close alliance rooted in shared opposition to the American influence. Iranian sources valued bilateral trade at around $3 billion. Cooperation also extended into sensitive areas, including collaboration in the oil sector and defense-related technologies. Now, the loss of President Nicolas Maduro has raised immediate concerns in Tehran over the fate of billions of dollars in investments and outstanding financial claims. Many of these partnerships were driven by ideological alignment and involved entities linked to Iran's revolutionary guards. The uncertainty comes at a time when Iran itself is struggling with deep economic crisis and a shortage of foreign currency. The collapse of allied governments from Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria to Maduro's government in Venezuela does not accord Iran geopolitical confidence in the emerging world order. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, marked the 20th anniversary of his assumption of the office of Prime Minister on this day in 2006 in a gathering with current and former ministers who have served with him over the past two decades. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India becomes world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, receives formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar leaves on an official visit to France and Luxembourg. Washington says U.S. will not govern Venezuela but will press changes through oil blockade. And Iran announces major increase in government subsidies to mitigate suffering of people due to rising prices and weakening currency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.